You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, January 25th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, no, the great tech layoffs of 2023 aren't happening again. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. So far, 2024 is off to a start that looks a lot like 2023, with a week full of job cuts from tech companies. Duolingo cut 10% of its contractors earlier this week, citing artificial intelligence as part of the reason. Twitch announced a cut of 500 people, and its parent company Amazon also made moves to lay off hundreds of employees across Prime Video and MGM Studios on Wednesday. Google followed, also laying off hundreds of employees working on its Google Voice Assistant, with additional reorganization affecting its hardware teams working on augmented reality, the Pixel phone, Fitbit watches, and the Nest thermostat. On Thursday, Discord said it would lay off 17% of its staff after hiring too quickly in recent years. It's a flurry of announcements that feels all too familiar. But experts say these layoffs don't necessarily mean 2024 will prove as brutal as recent years. The job cuts are smaller than those made in late 2022 and 2023, when companies like Google, Amazon, and Meta laid off thousands of workers after years of rapid growth. And with a steady labor market in place, they don't necessarily point to an ongoing slide of tech jobs, but instead to shifting priorities within companies. The tech sector is looking healthy overall since customer habits have stabilized after rapid changes during the COVID-19 pandemic, says Rachel Cederberg, senior economist with labor analytics firm Lightcast. Some of these latest cuts target specific departments and products, and maybe just a part of doing business. Businesses make choices about what they want to focus on all the time, and sometimes they come as job cuts, Cederberg says. Companies may continue to make these smaller, targeted cuts in coming months, but she says she doesn't expect to see layoff contagion across tech companies or other industries. This isn't sweeping right-sizing, as tech firms did in 2022 and 2023, says Daniel Kum, associate professor of management at Columbia Business School. As companies look for ways to utilize and monetize automation and generative AI, there's rebalancing that's taking place with jobs and priorities, Kum says. Last year, generative AI-related job posts increased quickly, even as the tech industry grappled with many job losses. Google made changes throughout the second half of 2023 to become more efficient and work better, and to realign with product priorities, company spokesperson Courtney Mancini tells Wired. We are responsibly investing in our company's biggest priorities and the significant opportunities ahead. Some of Duolingo's cuts came because a contractor's work was no longer needed due to changes in how we generate and share content, says Sam Dalsimer, a company spokesperson, while others ended as projects concluded. Layoffs.fyi, which tracks job cuts in the tech industry, estimates that 4,500 jobs have been lost so far in 2024. Throughout 2022 and 2023, layoffs affected more than 400,000 jobs. Across the board, the job market is steady. The unemployment rate in the U.S. was 3.7% in December, And tech job unemployment is lower at just 2.3%, according to an analysis from CompTIA, a nonprofit trade association for the U.S. IT industry. Still, some tech workers struggled to find new gigs in late 2023. Although big tech firms have made large cuts, going against years of growth and stability, tech workers could find jobs in other sectors like government, manufacturing, and agriculture. Some laid-off workers have chosen these paths, and others have approached layoffs as opportunities to found their own startups. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, OpenAI quietly scrapped a promise to disclose key documents to the public. Checking in on Wired Science, the world's essential aquifers are in deep trouble. And on Wired Security, most top news sites block AI bots. Right-wing media welcomes them. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.